First class trip across the Atlantic. Make sure you put them laces out. I've been out and about, and I'm loud, cause I found another sound. And I'll pound on the ground for my guys across the pond. Kick is matter, that's the song. Trust me when that word is blown. Y'all can clap, clap, sing along. But on a wheel, they got some real deal analysis. Take the wheel, I think I feel like a catalyst. For this build, you know your boy is never out of it. Matter of fact, I think I'll go and win a championship. KMWO, KMWO, man, you know how this go, yeah. KMWO, kick is matter, world order, man, y'all already know, let's go.
Hello, welcome along to the Kickers Matter Fantasy Football Podcast. I am joined tonight by, well, he's back, the beautiful co-host, Mr. Byron himself. How are you, mate?
I'm not too bad, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'll be glad when this COVID situation is over, but yeah, I'm good other than that.
Yeah, a bit longer to go for that, I suspect.
Yeah, I think so, mate. I think so. And tonight we are joined by long time suffering Jets fan, Matt Cullen. How are you doing, mate?
Yes, mate, I'm all good. I've had the COVID, I'm over it. Just want to get on with my life now. So yeah.
Am I the only one who hasn't had it?
Yeah, I think so, mate.
Yeah.
Fuck knows. I'm destined to get it at some point, aren't I? Everyone else is. It's like I'm not the cool kid anymore. I'm not cool. I don't even have COVID.
Matt is in the man cave, I can see there.
Yeah, it's the because I've been unwell. I haven't been out here since week 17 Sunday. I watched all the playoff games in the house because it is a little bit colder out here, being an outbuilding. Although we've got heating in here, so yes, yeah, first time I've been out here in like 3.5 weeks. Pleased to be out here.
Pleased at least you watched the Super Bowl in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, on my own. Yeah, that was fun.
Well, we could do a Zoom chat, I suppose. That'd
yeah,
be quite a lot.
True. That is true.
Mind you, last time I done a Zoom chat, it didn't really end well. So,
well, last time I was on a Zoom chat with you, you fell asleep, didn't you?
Yeah.
You didn't even come on it.
Yeah, speaking of the Super Bowl, we'll just quickly dive into that. I actually predicted this. You know the prediction thing that you can do before the playoffs start?
Yeah.
I did. I'm spot on. I'm 100%. All the way, but I do have the Chiefs winning it, so we will see.
Good. I hope you're right.
I speak to a couple of people last week, and I said I thought the Bucks would beat the Packers, and I thought the Bills would beat the Chiefs. So I got 50% right. I just think that the Chiefs O line with who is it who's done his Achilles? Can't think of his name. Has
Schwartz?
No, for the Chiefs. He did it in the game. Was it? No, I'm trying to think who it was. Left guard or something, or left tackle. Can't think.
Yeah, I think they've lost both their tackles to injury.
And they've got the Bucks obviously got JPP and Barrett, who were just unbelievable last week. I think they're going to get after Mahomes. I've just got a feeling. There's part of me which wants Brady to win his seventh. There is. I'm sorry, Matt, but there is.
It's all right. No judgment.
I just think he's the best. He's just come in for 1 year and just gone, you know, I'm just going to take over this conference as well.
Yeah.
Fair play to him. It'll be a good game, whatever.
I think, like, for me, obviously not being a Brady fan for obvious reasons. I mean, I can't begrudge what he's achieved, and he is the best ever, but every year that he gets there, for the last five times he's got there, I've thought, if he wins it and retires, I'll take that. So I'm going to say that again. If he wins it this time and retires, I'll take that.
I don't know if he will, if he wins it. He'll win it and then he'll go, I want to come back and do it again.
I don't know. I've got a funny feeling that if he wins this, I think he may retire.
Why? He's not even on the... He's not even looking like that.
Tampa Bay did not win that game because of Tom Brady.
No, if you look at it, they won it because of their defense.
Yes, absolutely.
They won it because of their defense. But no, it'll be a good game.
Yeah, it will be a good game. I'm looking forward to it.
Although he threw the three picks, like, I would, you know, if I was going to summarize it, I would say the defense won the game for him. But he's been ridiculously good for the previous 5 or 6 weeks, considering how old he is, you know. So he's been a lot better this year than he was last year for the Patriots, without doubt. And
look at his weapons.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah, that helps. So we'll see. I mean, I hope the Chiefs win, but I think it'll be a good game. And that's what we want. That's what you want as a neutral, as I am every year. So
I couldn't believe that percentage. Was it like 19% of Super Bowls Tom Brady has played in?
Yeah.
Or 55 like Super Bowls.
There was another one, wasn't there? It was something like Tom Brady's been in 23% or 24% or something like that of all the Super Bowls since he's been alive.
Yeah.
It's just silly.
Yeah,
and then to get to the number of conference championship games that he has, is it 14? He's got to 14 conference championship games.
Yeah,
and the next highest is Joe Montana at 7.
Yeah,
which is just
long snapper. Our sister podcast done a quiz this week actually on who has beaten what quarterbacks have beaten Tom Brady in the playoffs. It wasn't a lot.
I know one twice. Yeah. Eli, Mark Sanchez. I couldn't probably tell you many others. Flacco's beaten him.
Flacco's done him twice, apparently.
Sanchez.
Sanchez, yep.
I'm out.
It was quite a hard quiz. Tannehill. That was it. Tannehill was one.
Last year.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Tom Brady's special. No one's going to get near him.
No, agreed.
Not even the great Patrick Mahomes. Super Bowl wins is what I mean.
Right. Anyway, let's move on from Tom Brady. There's too much loving. Matt's going to Matt's just going to log off, I think, in a minute. We will do what we got Matt on here for, which is to take a look at the New York Jets, mainly, well, for fantasy, obviously. We are a fantasy podcast. So, the Jets. Things can only get better, right, Matt? Without Adam
Gase? It's interesting. I know you've called this series State of the Franchise for quite a long time. It's not a new saying that you guys have. But state is definitely the, you know, optimum word there. We are in the right state. Although, I'm happy with some of the decisions we've made in the last couple of weeks. Obviously, with Gase going and Salah coming in. So, yeah, you're right, though. Things can only get better, for sure. Can't get much worse.
We'll start at the quarterback position then. And I personally think the Jets will... Well, it's a bit interesting now with Deshaun Watson putting this trade request in. I thought the Jets may stick with Darnold and draft a lineman in the draft.
But I
see Deshaun Watson getting traded. Well, there's only two teams for me that it can happen, and the Jets are one of them.
Yeah, we've obviously got the capital.
Interesting.
I don't think it is going to be the Jets.
I think
Miami are probably in a better position for Deshaun Watson to go to in a win now position. Don't want that to happen because of Tua, but they won't trade him to the Jags. The Jags obviously could give up the 101, but they won't trade him to the Jags because it's an in-division.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same reason. He's not going to the Colts.
Is it wise to keep him
in the AFC? Probably not.
I think that they will... I don't think they'll trade him to in-division, but I don't know if they'll have an issue within the AFC. I think it's more of... who is going to give us the most for Deshaun Watson. Yeah. And that is a minimum of 3 first round picks before I even answer the phone.
Yeah,
you're looking 3 firsts, a couple of good starters at least. It's just going to be interesting. But if I'm the Texans, I'm not trading him personally. I don't care if he's unhappy. I'm not trading him.
It makes it interesting for Darnold because he's in a bit of a lose situation now. Because, I mean, if they don't get Watson, do they draft Fields at number 2?
Possibly. Yeah.
As a Jets fan,
I think, the Watson news has kind of rocked the boat a little bit. But as you say, there's a number of suitors he could go to that isn't just the Jets. We've clearly got the picks to be able to offer what they would probably need. But for me, Salah's talked up Darnold quite a bit. He's been really positive about him. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that we're definitely going to keep him. But before the Watson news came out, my thoughts were the same as you, Jack. We'll draft a lineman at 2. And then we've obviously got pick 23 as well from Seattle as it stands. So I still hope we do that. But Darnold is absolutely in the last chance saloon here. This is his last... This year, in my eyes, is his last chance to show the league that he is capable. So we need to protect him a bit better.
It's a fresh start for him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Gase is, you know, known to kill quarterbacks' careers. He's not helped Darnold. If he's our starter in week one, I'll be happy. We had a fairly decent draft last year, and I trust us to do the same again this year. And hopefully he'll be under centre in week one in September.
I don't think the Jets will trade for Watson. I also don't think the Jets are going to pick at 2.
Okay.
I think the Jets will trade back with a team who is looking quarterback, someone like Detroit.
Yeah.
As soon as the Stafford news came, I thought, well, that's a great news for the Falcons. But then again, if they want to get to the number 2 then and get a field, get a, is it Zach, whatever his name is.
Zach Moss. No, not Moss.
No, Jack, who's the QB? Zach.
Zach Wilson.
That's the one. Wilson, the BYU, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if the Jets kind of, especially with a new coach in, wanting to kind of get his players as well and being able to trade back maybe, I don't know, to 8 to 12 range and get extra picks will be something that he'll be looking to build a foundation from. So we'll just have to wait. It's this year's draft is very, very intriguing, especially with all kind of the QB news.
Yeah, definitely. There's going to be a lot of movement at QB, isn't there? I think for the Jets as well, like we're in the top, I think we're in the top 3 for cap space. So We're clearly with a new coach gonna splash some money in free agency, which is gonna help us fix some of the gaps that we've got. So what we do there will also, as you've said, dictate what we do at 2.
Yeah.
So we'll see. There's a lot of you know, decent free agent running backs coming on the market potentially this spring, and wide receivers, and we're needy at both of them positions. So We'll see what happens. See what the big plan is.
For fantasy, I think Darnold is a buy, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Just because
I wouldn't be saying age,
what is he, 24?
Yeah, he's younger than some of the guys that are in their rookie year this year, just gone.
Yeah.
I think he's younger than Burrow.
I think he is a buy. I did have concerns with him coming out. I mean, I've said on our podcast before, Jamie, that I watched one game when he was in college and he threw 4 picks in the first half and then threw 5 touchdowns in the second half. So I did have concerns with him coming out, and he doesn't seem to have learned from that. But then that's also unfair to judge him based on the coaches he's had.
Yeah, agreed.
Has he had 3 OCs in 3 years? Different OCs.
Yeah, I think he has, yeah.
That sounds very, very similar to what Matt Ryan had. You need to get a stable kind of coaching staff where you're not 1 year change, next year change, next year change. Who have the Jets brought in? Is it LaFleur as the OC?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully, he'll do something.
Yeah, that's what I tell myself every day about our team. So, yeah, like you say, I think he's a buy. Even if he's a bit of a gamble.
Yeah, it's a gamble.
He's had some flashes. He's had some good games, but whether he can put points up over a 16-game, 15-game fantasy season, whatever it is another thing.
It certainly is a gamble, but at that price that you could buy him for, I think it's worth the gamble. And I think he's going to be potentially quite good for fantasy anyway. Like, even if he doesn't, then has them games where he throws like two or three interceptions, but he throws like four touchdowns. I mean, you've just got Jameis Winston, so who's great for fantasy.
Is Darnold? I'm just thinking about this here. Is Darnold, do you think, a fantasy more or less of a gamble than Taysom Hill? Because right now, I don't think their value is very far apart.
I'm taking Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold every day of the week over Taysom.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we're talking about the Jets, but is Hill going to start? Is it going to be Winston?
You know? The amount of money that they paid Taysom Hill is laughable. So he's not going anywhere, but I also think
they bring Winston back.
I would like for them to bring Winston back, but I don't see if he gets the opportunity to go and start somewhere rather than compete, then I think he'll leave. Like, I thought immediately, I had an inkling that maybe Dan Campbell and the Lions, they're getting rid of Stafford, maybe they want to bring in Winston, but. No, I don't know. It's a difficult, isn't it? I'd still prefer Darnold just because I think he's a starter. I think he's going to be, personally.
Yeah, definitely.
I do as well. There's his beautiful face anyway. I do as well. I think the Jets have too many needs to go out and make a massive splash at Deshaun Watson. I don't think it would be wise as a franchise to do that. And Darnold, to me, will stay. And I still think they'll draft a lineman. I think potentially they could do what you say, Jamie, and move back a few spots in the draft. But I think they'll draft a lineman and build for Darnold. And hopefully we see a good fantasy season from him.
I wouldn't be surprised if they do trade back and get a pick or two in the second or third, or let's say second round, and grab another pick in the second, and one in the third, whatever. But I wouldn't be surprised if they drafted a QB in the second round.
Agreed.
Potentially, because I don't think that you're drafting a QB in the second round to be straight in as your starter. But it's that kind of, right, we're giving Darnold the year. We want to see what he can do. But we've got the second-round QB who's pretty good, who could potentially step in next year if we decide against it. I don't think that if they keep Darnold that they won't bring another QB in to potentially take over the following year if it goes down the toilet. Let's put it that way. Because Joe Flacco ain't the answer.
No. Beat Tom Brady twice in the playoffs, though. But
yeah, very true.
Let's move on to the running back position. Then, well, this is just a this is just a mess. So they obviously got rid of Le'Veon Bell mid-season to the Chiefs, and I don't think anyone blames them. Even seeing Le'Veon Bell for the Chiefs has been—it's not been Le'Veon Bell of old.
No.
Running back wise, I mean, you've got LaMichael P. Ryan. Obviously, the rookie, he'll be back. You've got Ty Johnson there. You've got Josh Adams. Frank Gore's probably gone. So
I think we can forget Josh Adams, personally. Yeah. He's just there.
I mean, he's been around a few teams now, hasn't he? He was on the
Eagles. He broke out on the Eagles, had like a fantastic game or two last year or the year before, and then just went.
Yeah. I think with the running back position, I don't know. I wouldn't be that surprised if we took another one at some stage.
You're not taking one early.
No, no, no. We won't take one in the first round. But in terms of P Ryan, I think if you've got him in, you know, someone, you're going to have him stashed away in your taxi squad for this year, and then it's a case of we'll just see what happens early part of next year. See what we do.
I'd personally keep hold of P Ryan. Don't know if I'd be going out to buy him personally. Probably not. There's loads of free agent running backs coming in as well. So, you know, you've got your likes of Gus Edwards. I know Jamie's a big Gus Edwards fan. You've got Marlon Mack.
I think that they go after a free agent, personally. The two that come to my mind are, you've got Salah, who's come from the 49ers, who are a very, 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 very good running team. And having a good running game will help your QB, and Sam Darnold needs help to get kind of back to get to where you want him to be, basically. So I wouldn't be surprised if they go after a hard physical runner. And two that spring to mind for me are A, Gus Edwards, and B, Chris Carson. I really wouldn't be surprised, and I wouldn't hate either of them there. If they are the guy there, then yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I agree.
Even Marlon Mack. I'd like him, you know, Marlon Mack would be nice.
Oh, he's massively underrated, and you'll get him cheaper than Chris Carson, and you're probably around the same price as Gus Edwards, depending on his tender that the Ravens chuck on him, which I suspect will be a second round tender.
I mean, if you're in a deeper league, go and pick up P Ryan maybe, and then just sort of stash him at the end of your bench. But I wouldn't be going out inquiring for him. Personally.
No, I think you're probably going to have to pay what? I think if someone came and said to you, Jack, I want P. Ryan, you've got him on your roster, what are you wanting? Draft pick wise.
I don't know. Late third, early fourth, something like that.
Yeah, it's not going to be
it. No, but I just think, for me, I'm thinking probably early third. And I'm going, well, if they brought in someone, or they're linked to bringing in someone, I don't think he's going to be the guy, whatever the situation. Whereas you look at the start of the third round in a rookie draft, you can pick up it's a flyer, but it could be a flyer that really pays off, aka a James Robinson, for example, who was even going later. So, I wouldn't be rushing out to go and buy him, but hold him if you've got him.
Let's move on then. I think we spent enough time on the running backs.
Oh, Frank Gore's gone.
let's move on to the wide receivers. So, I think Jameson Crowder's a free agent. Is he a free agent?
I don't think he is this year. I
don't think he is.
Okay. So you've got Jameson Crowder, Denzel Mims, and Bashaud Perriman. I mean, I've just done an article for Kingy recently on the AFC East. Buy lows, and Denzel Mims is a screaming buy low on this team for me.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think again, he's the kind of person you're gonna have stashed in your taxi this year if you've got him. But again, it's like the Darnold piece. He's a bit of a gamble this year, but if he's going to be good this year, then Mims is going to be good this year. So he's definitely worth going after.
I checked out some stats the other day. Jamie, I know you're a massive Crowder fan. I like Crowder.
Oh, I love myself some Crowder. I love him.
I like some Crowder as well. But there was a 6-week stretch. I can't remember when it was. It's basically when Mims come back, and Mims was the wide receiver one on this team for 6 weeks straight. I think Flacco may have played one game in that stretch, or two games.
Was Crowder potentially injured? Or not. I don't know. I'm just trying to think.
No, they both played, and it was Mims was the clear cut wide receiver one on the team. I'm not saying it was pretty. It was 100 yards a game.
So we were throwing the ball a lot, and there weren't. Yep. I think we only had, I want to say, two or three games the whole season where Crowder, Perriman, and Mims were all fit to play at the same time. Coincided with at least one of the two wins that we had late in the season. Crowder's been great. I don't think he's a free agent this year. I'm just going to double check. I know Perriman is.
I'm buying Mims. I'm buying Crowder. And I'd be brutally honest, if they keep Perriman, I'm probably buying him as well. I think he's a little bit underrated. you're going to get him super cheap. Super cheap.
I mean, I've been picking up Mims super, like, really cheap. Like I'm talking late second, early thirds.
If you came to me for Mims, I'm going, I want a first.
Yeah. You would.
I go to the right people.
Yeah, I'm just saying, that's what I've been picking. I did a deal, one deal with Alan, actually. I traded Keenan Allen, and he gave me Mims and a second for Keenan Allen, which I thought was quite a nice little deal. Like, I'm in a massive rebuild in that league as well, so I thought it was quite a nice little deal for myself. It was an early second as well, so.
Okay. Jamie, your mate Jeff Smith's a free agent this spring.
Yeah, I don't think Jeff's going to be hanging around, unfortunately. As much as I love me some Jeff Smith, he did all right for a couple of games, if that. He's one of these wide receivers who kind of just jumps between, like, one team every 2 years, jumping around. Someone like a Philip Dorsett or something like that, but not as good. So, yeah, don't go buying Jeff Smith, because you can pick him up off the waiver wire for $0 of your fab.
So, Jamie, you're buying all three wide receivers then on this team?
I'm buying Crowder, well, mainly because I think Jameson Crowder's just brilliant. I love him to bits. And I was drafting him around two rounds before I needed to in any drafts last year. Mims, I am, because, as you said, he's got the promise there, and you can get him fairly cheap. And Perryman, I think you can get for basically nothing, but this is if he re-signs.
Yeah, he's got to re-sign.
Yeah.
And then, I just think he suits Darnold to a T, like his skill set. And obviously, with Adam Gase gone, I want to see Darnold let off the leash. And I think if he is, it's going to help Mims massively for fantasy.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, stats-wise, Darnold's rookie year was his best year, and that was before Gase. So Gase has just ruined him, and we just need him.
But that was with Robbie Anderson.
That's very true, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I'm not saying they're the same player, but Mims does remind me, skill set-wise, the same as Robbie Anderson. And this is what we're hoping for. I mean, we're going to move on to the next position in a minute. And again, that was a rookie year breakout, and Herndon and Darnold was just... Herndon breaks my heart for fantasy.
can I just bring up one more wide receiver?
Yeah, sure.
Who is? Whenever I kind of see the Jets, he kind of turns up. Berrios,
yeah.
He's kind of he was drafted by the Patriots. Am I right?
Patriots, yeah.
Drafted by the Patriots.
Is he back next year?
Yeah, I don't think
he does a job whenever he's asked.
He hasn't been bad. Part of me thinks, so you're right, Jamie. So if I think of, you know, the very rare times, I watch Red Zone on a Sunday. I think of the very rare times you see a Jets touchdown.
It's Berrios. Or a good play. It's Berrios.
But then I think, is it because the three above him in the pecking order have been injured for a lot of the season? I don't know, but you're right. He's done a job this year.
But the thing is, if they've been injured and he stepped up, I don't care if he's the fourth or fifth on the depth chart, he stepped up and played better than your other guys.
Yeah.
Then he deserves an opportunity, doesn't he? I think, didn't the Patriots draft him kind of similar as a kind of...
I'm just going to check his age. How old is he? He's 25.
Yeah.
So, kind of a walker. He's a small white guy. And he's quick. But he's an interesting one. I'm not saying to go out and buy it. I just think he's one to monitor, because I think he's shown glimpses of potential.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, I won't be buying.
No, you don't need to buy him, but it's just worth watching.
Let's move on to the Titans then. And as I said, I really do have a soft spot for Christopher Herndon, but Adam Gase just destroys tight ends for some reason.
Bye.
Is he back? Or do the Jets draft another guy? And it's just, I don't know.
I think he's got talent. He's let himself down a bit with his behaviour off the field. But yeah, I was really, like you say, he breaks your heart. I was really high on him this year, and he really disappointed me. He showed a few glimpses in the last couple of games. Scored a couple of touchdowns, and you know, there's all stuff on Twitter about, you know, Chris Herndon sighting. Finally, all these people that draft him in their fantasy teams are like, oh my god. If he stays, then I'd pick him up. I'll try him for one more year.
What are you buying him for though?
I don't know. I think you could get him fairly cheap. Because I think people that have got rosters probably bored of him.
Single tight end league, what are you looking at? I reckon, early third?
Yeah, I was going to say late second. So around
that, I wouldn't. If I wanted a real punt as a tight end, and I was I had a very late pick or whatever it'll be, and I've got a strong team, I don't think sitting on Herndon's a bad thing.
Yeah. But for me, that's it at tight end. The rest are irrelevant.
I mean, Griffin had that breakout year, what, in 2019, didn't he? Where he just kept catching touchdowns.
When Herndon was suspended, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. There's just nothing here, is there? I mean, as a group, I think we can collectively say that we'll buy Darnold, we'll buy the wide receivers, and that's about it, really. If and maybe at a stretch.
Yeah.
I'm not going out spending massive capital on Chris Herndon.
No. I think you'd be silly to, but I think a speculative ad. Let's say if he's on your waiver wire and you've got a Jimmy Graham on your roster, do a little switch. Someone like that. Or even a Jared Cook.
Yeah.
I don't think the Saints bring him back, personally. They've got Troutman.
Or a Gronk.
Yeah. Gronk shouldn't be on your roster anyway.
Yeah, good Gronk. I don't think he's back next year anyway. But, I don't know. I'll probably do a little chart up again of the team needs and things like that, like I did a few years ago. We've got a question. What players in free agency would you like adding to the Jets? Well, we kind of stuck with the running backs,
Alan,
didn't we?
Alan Robinson.
No, he's coming to the Giants.
No. He's going to New York, but he's not going to the Blue.
Who's got, Jack, have you got a list of the free agents, for example, and you can just list a couple?
I can probably get something up if you give me 2 secs.
That's fine. I've mentioned Gus Edwards, Chris Carson, a physical runner who can set the tempo for the team. Someone like that would be good. Wide receiver, I thought Godwin. Don't think though. I think Crowder's kind of going to be more kind of slot. He's settled in the slot because that's where Crowder plays. You got Mims on the outside for one. I think they want a deep threat. If they don't keep hold of Perryman, I think they need to go after a wide receiver.
Will Fuller.
No. Will Fuller would be nice.
Yeah.
That would be nice. Yeah, someone like that, I think. A kind of a deep threat. But
I think we definitely splash in free agency on running back or wide receiver and potentially both, and then use the draft to fix some of the other holes in the O-line and places like that in the backfield on defense. So, we'll see.
What about?
Here we go. I can share this screen with us.
Yeah, Matt. Do you think? I'm just trying to think QB-wise. What would your thoughts be if the Jets decided they wanted to go after Matt Stafford?
I'd be all right with that. I'd prefer Watson because of age, but I just got this horrible feeling as a Jets fan, Stafford's going to end up in New England.
I've got a nice list of free agents.
The thing that gets me about New England, and maybe it kind of curtails my Stafford potentially to the Jets, is I don't think Stafford's going to go anywhere that's rebuilding. Stafford's going to a contender. The Patriots are rebuilding.
Stafford's going to the Niners.
49ers, yeah.
I think Jimmy Garoppolo goes back to the Patriots.
Yeah, I'd take that.
Well, they'll still be shite because of
what really concerns the Jets fan is if Stafford ends up at the Pats, if he does, and Watson ends up at the Dolphins. So then you've got Watson, Allen, and Stafford in your division, and you've got question marks over your own QB.
Kenny Golladay.
See, I take
it. Yeah, I mean, you got Kenny Golladay
all the time.
You got Allen. I think sat the season on purpose, personally.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'd be surprised if they re-sign him.
No, I do.
People
know my feelings on the people.
Yeah, I think
people know my feelings on the Lions and that franchise.
You mentioned it every weekend, didn't you?
I mean, well, you know, I have to because they. I mean, you've had Matthew Stafford and Megatron and two Hall of Famers, and you've done nothing. You've basically just killed them both. Yeah, not built a team. You've killed they're a horrible franchise.
Matt Stafford was a Hall of Famer.
Horrible. I potentially could be.
Just stat wise,
Megatron most certainly is.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
if you go and look at Matt Stafford's stats, I'm telling you now. I mean, I'm not. I'd have to get another screen. I'm not going through all my screens.
No, that's fine.
And we got something else here now. We've got like adverts. This quick website I found here is just full of adverts.
I think
we won an Allen Robinson.
Will Fuller, Kenny Golladay.
Jamie?
Yeah.
Allen Robinson and Chris Carson.
Agreed. Reese has put a comment up. What's all the Pats hate tonight?
No, not hate, just frustration.
It's true. The Pats are rebuilding. They are in a rebuilding stage, aren't they?
Yeah.
But if they can't re-sign Cam, really?
No, they won't. I can't see it.
No, I do. I think Jimmy Garoppolo ends up back with the Patriots. I really do. Bill Belichick loves him, so
they might as well stick with Stidham.
He's better than Cam Newton.
So Stidham.
He's better than Cam Newton, for sure. Oh, we've Jimmy not seen Garoppolo enough of Stidham. He can't.
Giant bag of dog poo. That's my opinion. And come at me for it, but yeah, no, thank you.
Well, what I am gonna say is I'm really surprised we managed to talk about the Jets fantasy roster for 30 minutes.
I think that's some achievement, isn't it, really?
We've done
well. We could
have nailed it off in 3 minutes, I reckon. But I'm glad we've had a good chat. And it's worked well. It's good length for pod now.
Yeah, it's good length for the pod. We do normally wrap it on. Matt, where can we find all your lovely work, your moaning, as I've been told recently?
Yeah, well, you know, I've had some feedback recently. I'm a bit miserable on Twitter. Well, you know, I'm a Jets fan for a start. I've just had COVID, so give me a break. But my Twitter handle is Koo84_FF. That's where you'll find me. Usually moaning on Sunday nights, sometimes drunkenly, sometimes not. About, you know, teams I hate or Sky presenters that I hate. So
oh, you come to the right podcast.
we don't moan at all.
No, we don't. Jamie, is there anything you want to finish up with for this week?
No, I'm all right. I think we've done a good kind of chat about the Jets and what we think going forward. It'd be interesting.
We might do the Falcons next week.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Yeah, okay. I'm always down to talk the Falcons and knock anybody who says the Falcons are going to get rid of Julio and Matt Ryan. Because it's not happening.
That is your number one hate, isn't it, on Twitter? People.
Oh, my God. It's Falcons fans. It's just, oh, they're not good. We need to get rid of them. They're past their best. Okay, yeah, good one. Move on. Block.
Oh, dear.
It could be worse. You could have Daniel Jones as your quarterback.
Have you done the Giants yet on this or not?
Yeah, me and Tim done the Giants. Well, I've done the whole of the NFC East the other day.
I did listen to it, actually. Okay.
Yeah, I think the Giants have shot themselves in the foot with what they've done this year, big time. Now they've tied themselves to Mitchell Trubisky. Part two.
Daniel Jones is better than Mitch Trubisky.
Is he?
I can remember you saying Nick Foles was better than Mitch Trubisky. So
Mitch Trashbisky.
Who took the Bears to the playoffs.
Again.
How'd he do in the playoffs?
Yeah, but Nick Foles didn't get him there, did he?
No, but Nick Foles has won a Super Bowl. Let's not go down this.
There was Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco's won a Super Bowl.
They are both Eli. Bad quarterbacks.
How dare you? Twice, actually.
It's amazing how someone can be lucky twice, isn't it? At least he's got rings.
I don't know why people think Deshaun Watson is going anywhere except New York. The Bears have nothing to give Houston, and the Saints can't even come close to paying Deshaun.
The Saints can't even come close to paying me.
The Bears are not getting him. I think it would be. I am one of Deshaun Watson's biggest fans. I think the boy is phenomenal. I just think for the Jets. With a new head coach, it's better and more sensible to not basically give away their whole future. Because what he's doing is he's banking everything on Deshaun Watson. Don't get me wrong, that could be a very good plan. But yeah. Miami have more assets. Miami are a step ahead of the Jets.
Yeah.
And they can give Tua. And I think that's a big thing.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. They are a step ahead, a couple of steps ahead, no doubt. They should have made the playoffs, but they bottled it. I just thought I'd get that on the pod.
But it takes time. It takes time to build, doesn't it? And you've just got to be patient.
Yeah, I feel like as long as we play our cards right, we are a couple of years behind where Miami are in terms of where they started to rebuild and start to, you know, build up a number of picks and... That's still in progress. They've obviously got the 103 as it stands. They might be giving that up if they get Watson, clearly.
Because the Rundy's actually quite good. The Jets.
It's the secondary. The secondary needs fixing. The O-line needs fixing. And we need some better weapons on offense to help Sam. So,
yeah, agreed.
That's on my wish list.
Oh, and we've got another question. We're getting all the questions in now.
Where you are mistaken, respectively. The Jets have 19 picks in 2 years. The Texans also whiffed on the last trade with Miami. Jets will not allow Miami to win Deshaun. Okay, Matt, here's a question for you. If the Jets sell the house for Deshaun Watson, is it a mistake? As a Jets fan?
I think yes.
Interesting.
I would love a player of Deshaun Watson's caliber at quarterback.
Yeah.
Because we instantly get a massive upgrade.
Mm.
Arguably, because Allen's had a very good year, arguably we would still have the best quarterback in the division then.
Yeah.
But you have to sell a lot. And like you say, we're building for the future. We're not a win now team. We're not going to win 8 games this year, probably.
5-6.
Yeah. I think that's realistic. So giving up everything that we've worked through, all the picks we picked up for Adams, which, by the way, was a steal. I'd prefer us to stick with the plan of keeping Darnold. That's my own personal opinion.
Yeah, I can totally understand. That's why I asked you rather than me having an opinion on this, because you're the Jets fan. You have their best intention at heart. I think Watson is more of an attractive asset for a team who is more who I don't want to say win now, but do you know what I mean? Someone is say
a playoff team, just a playoff team,
a playoff team, or someone who thinks he is, we are that close to not winning it all, but getting quite far in the playoffs. I think with the Jets, we'll take time.
Yep.
Yeah. But I tell you what, if he goes to the Jets, great for the Jets. They've got a top five, top four QB.
Yeah. No, if he goes to the Jets, Denzel Mims, Price. What? Oh, mate, this is just going to skyrocket. Absolutely skyrocket. That will do us, guys. Matt, thank you for coming on.
No worries. Always nice to be on.
We will have you back on again when we do our fantasy awards show. Awesome. We'll have you back on again. Jamie, good to have you back.
Good to be back. Good, been a while.
It has been a while. We do need to nail it down, and we will nail it down this off season a lot better than what we have definitely been. You can find us on Twitter @kickers_matter, and all our work is now on Kingy's website, so kingfantasysports.co.uk. I have got an article. Kingy has told me it's going up there tomorrow, so that is my AFC AFC East buy lows for Dynasty, and Denzel Mims is firmly one of them.
Agreed.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Speak to you soon.
Definitely.